the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, to the Facebook video and YouTube video. It's all there on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. I'm joined by the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals, the chick with the candlestick, the person that puts the art in chart. It's Nicola Duke. Here I am, Nick.
Hello, Justin. Thanks for the great welcome.
That's all right. I'm just giving facts, Nick. That's how it is. That's how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? It's strictly fact. No opinion there, just all fact. We're looking at some charts here. And by all means, if you want to suggest something on the fly, because Nick's like that, that's how she rolls. She can do it on the fly. Will, morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Facebook, by the way. It's like going back to my old radio days. You get actually live reaction, which is quite nice. And, you know, it's quite good there. But, of course, the majority of listeners are the podcast listeners because they're very, very loyal. And SPI, go for it, Nick. Before we get into the three charts we're going to do, look at SPI. And Will says it's a recovery play. Okay, well, let's look at this recovery
play. Spire Healthcare. Okay, let's take a look.
Oh, Spire, I see. Yeah, so...
What we're looking at here is, has it dropped to a level where we can find some support and potentially buy it? So let's take a look. Let's put some fibs on. We'll start with the weekly fibs and we'll put our chart across so everybody can see it. So here's a weekly chart of Spire, and it is a really good level to buy from. So I tell you why, because if we look at the rally from the 2011 low in Spire, 2010 low in March, to the high that we made in September 2016, then 219.25 is exactly the 50% retrace. It's one of those levels where everybody would be looking at, and that's kind of where you want to get involved. So I think, but just based on that fib, that it is a really good level to take a look at. Let's take a look at the fibs from this decline to see if anything else lines up.
That big gap there, that big gap down. I want to know what that was. And I'm looking at the date. that's when the interims came out. And what happens is their adjusted profit after tax was down. Profit after tax was down 75%. Operations profit after exceptionals down 61%. I want to know what's going on there, because if that's a big drop there, there's a fundamental reason.
That was back in 2008, though, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. What? What am I looking at then? No.
We're looking at a weekly chart of Spire Healthcare.
No, I'm looking at 2014.
Okay, the gap higher.
I'm looking at the 9th, the 14th of this month, September. Massive gap from £3.08 down to
£2.40. That was a big drop.
That was on their fundamentals.
We've dropped to a level where kind of people will think it's pretty cheap and they'll have a go.
How do you know it's cheap though? How do you know it's cheap? You're looking technically cheap, yeah? I'm looking fundamentally, is it cheap? They've got a market cap of 914 million.
I'm just looking at oversold, you know.
Yeah. When I look at a fall like that, I think, what's the reason behind that? I look back, and that was an interim report, 6 months of figures going into that. And I'm thinking, there's a good reason why that's fallen then, on those figures, bad figures they are, which turns out. Now, have they improved on that in the medium term? Is it just a short-term technical bounce, you know? Or is it a fundamental re-rating?
Maybe, but the RSI went down to 9, you know? The RSI of 14 went down to 9.
Yes.
It's going to bounce from when it does that. You're going to look for the first signs that it's found some support. So let's go down to an hourly chart, which is what I like to look at, and let's see where the moving averages are. And for the first time since we've fallen into this drop, we're back above hourly moving averages. So that's the first sign that you're going to see a bit of a recovery. We've had a small gap higher today. I think if we can hold above 225, and that's the hourly 20 moving average, then we've got a chance of a pull higher here. We're back above that initial spike low at 230. A close above 230 and above these hourly moving averages, I think we'll at least go back to the bottom of the gap, which is 275.
Yeah, okay.
It's just a big level and a very, very oversold.
I love the fact that you are strictly technical. I love that. I love it, Nicola. I love it. But it's because I'm looking at the fundamentals, and Will points out there that, it was an exceptional item, £30 million over Ian Paterson. And I've been reading about Ian Paterson, and he is a former disgraced consultant they've had to pay out money for some reason. But that's why they say they've got exceptional items, £32.1 million they paid out for. So that explains the big drop in profit. So, yes, maybe this is a good recovery play. If that was an exceptional item due to that reason, then that's a good reason to get in, fundamentally. You know, if the figure's going to be good, they're not going to have those exceptional items again, and technically looks good, then that could be a good reason. You know what I'm saying?
Any time an RSI is recording 9, you want to be looking for a little bounce.
I know, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is,
I am.
Repeat after me what I say. What I say.
You said if it's just a little glitch and this guy's resigned, then all well and good. Let's carry on and have a bounce.
So Ian Paterson. I don't know.
Paterson.
I'm now interested to know what happened. Will, do you know? If you know, what did he do wrong? He's a disgraced former consultant. I want to know what he did wrong. He doesn't ring a bell. It seems like I should know that from press or something. I just want to know what he did wrong. Ian Paterson. Anyone? Just type it on Facebook there. I want to know against disgraced former consultant Ian Paterson. Doesn't say. I want to know what he's done. What he's done wrong. Did you ring a bell in your head, Ian Paterson, Nick?
No.
Okay. All right, well, let's look at the other charts then. that's just a bit of gossip. I want to know what happened.
We got asked for Ascent Resources, so we better go back and look at it, or we'll get hate mail.
Will Rook says, dodgy surgery, dodgy. He's been jailed. Wow.
Gosh, good.
Do you see, the trouble is, one dodgy sort of, maverick consultant like that cost him £32.1 million. That is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, go
for it.
Well,
they should be more careful who they hire.
Yeah, exactly, because he's messed up someone's life, probably. Ian Paterson, yes. I'm typing in this news here on Google, I'm interested. Okay, go for it, Nick.
So let's look at Ascent Resources. And look at this pattern. There's two arguments here. You know, this is a failed rally and that we failed at the 50% and we failed at these prior highs around 2.269. But, you know, this is also could be an inverted head and shoulders pattern. If it's an inverted head and shoulders pattern, the best ones have symmetry. So if we look at how long we spent on this left shoulder, we haven't done enough time for the right shoulder to be complete. And so we need one more dip lower, perhaps not all the way. So I'm looking for a wedge consolidation and back to the 200-day moving average at 2 to find some support and turn higher again. If Ascent Resources can make an inverted head and shoulders pattern here and continue higher, as long as we are above that 200-day moving average, I'm going to lean towards the bullish argument here and that we're not going to see another swing lower. So on the back foot, is it a screaming buy today? No, but let's look for some really good support around 1.92 and 2 and no daily close below the 200 moving average.
Marvellous. Okay, listen, Nick. I know, Ian Paterson, you know about him. He's been in the news recently. He's been jailed, found of 17 counts of wounding with intent of unlawful. So essentially, he carried out.
He's in the healthcare business.
No, but he carried. Do you remember? It was in the news. He carried out. breast. Invented risks of cancer. Breast and things. He's also NHS has forked out £10 million. And meanwhile, there are more than 350 private patients will pursue civil action against.
Everyone had their breasts done at Spire, didn't they? Because Spire are really good. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So my parents had treatment at Spire.
So that does ring a bell. So there we are. That's Ian Paterson. There we are. Will, you opened up a can of worms there, didn't you? And that's all right. So there we go.
Okay.
Massive. So anyway, I moved on to next. Rallying today, actually. Audio boom. They've done about 4 times average daily volume already today. This is early morning here. And they're up at sort of 21% at one point. But they've had false rallies before. So I want to determine, Nick, how do you know this is... I want to say, how do you know this is, if this is going to be a false rally, a false breakout, or will it, settle back down?
Because since we got below the 200-day moving average in June. Every time we've rallied back to it, we failed. We tried in July, and then we tried again last week. This time, we are tail, top and tail above the 200-day moving average. We have to make a new low on the day to go back below it, and so I like it for that reason. However, we are at a pivot resistance, and we are at the June highs. I still see us in a big, big wedge. I'm still waiting for a big breakout, and when it happens, it will be a big move. So 2.83 is resistance, then the next resistance is 3.8, and above that, we've broken out of the wedge. If we get above today's high, though, we've reversed the downtrend. That's we're making higher highs, so I think it looks really good. I'm a little bit concerned. It might take us a little bit of time because the RSI is already up at 74, mm-hmm. but I think it looks great.
Yeah. I'm with you there, Nick, all the way. So back in June, when it did that before, the 5th of June, it sort of closed at 2.7, and it ran about exactly the same sort of pattern. Look at it before.
Yeah.
But then it'll finally come back down. So, yeah, if it goes above 2.8, it'll be a good thing here.
So what's nice about this is before, when we were down here, you were buying it and your stop, you know, you were wrong below the bottom of the wedge. Now, if we can get above the 200-day and hold above, you're wrong. You can move your stop. You're wrong below 2.3, a close below there. So we have lower risk if we're buying against that 200-day moving average instead of the bottom of the range.
Yeah.
And the target for this one, the first Fibonacci target, if we break out of our wedge, is at 5.65.
All right. 5.65, cool. Okay, Nick. And the last one we're looking at is Hummingbird Resources, HUM, did a cracking little deal last night. I got it via notification on the Vox app. They bought into this gold company, which is, and they use their own processing facility, which should bring up their average total production to about 150,000 ounces a year. At the moment, they're going to start producing again this year, and they're going to have around about $75 million of free cash flow at today's gold prices. So, but this will add more to
good
that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so what do you reckon? Hum.
Okay, I'm going to start with the weekly because the weekly is really relevant. And this is about 200-day
I saw myself
averages.
On the picture then. I saw myself then. Hello.
I know, I just moved you off the way.
put myself back on there. Put me back on there in picture.
Okay, there's me and Justin talking.
Where are you? Skype there. Yeah, I don't know where that was.
Yeah, Skype. Okay, anyway. Look.
Okay,
so we've got above the 200 weekly moving average, come back, retested it and found some support. So this goes back to that previous thing I said about it. You can, when you buy above and you're holding above a 200 moving average, you can move your stop up, your risk is lower. So here, as long as we hold support of this 200 moving average and the lows around 31, then we should continue higher in Hummingbird Resources. So I'm looking for kind of a bull flag or some bullish pattern for continuation. The problem that I've got at the moment is I really only see one swing lower, and I see the potential for two swings lower or a bit of a wedge. So I'm going to put my trend line above today's high, and I'm going to say if we break out above that, we're probably on the move again. I'm watching the RSI to turn up. So I see some sideways consolidation, but as long as we hold above 31, I'm looking for the next swing higher to begin. First fib resistance is going to be the big 50% at 38.45, and then the next one above that, I'm looking for 56.67, which is the big 23.6 fib from the highs.
Mm-hmm. Lovely, Nick. Thank you very much for that. That's lovely stuff, Nicola. And good one from thanks for that. That was good. That was Will. You give us a stock with a story, and I loved that. And obviously, it's not a good story for people involved, but I mean, he did that did ring a bell, that name, I thought. And I looked it up, and of course, he was the man. You think, what is wrong with that guy? You think someone that, you know, it's quite a high functioning person there.
So
who's quite
bad.
Yeah, quite high functioning, quite
so
intelligent,
bad.
Yet doing this unnecessary work. And I think really spoiling people's lives. But there we go. Marvellous stuff, Nicola, thanks for that. And of course,
good luck with your Spire Healthcare.
Yeah, good luck with that, Will. And if you want to see the video, if you're listening on the podcast right now, you want to see the video of this, then go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.